Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Happy Easter, everybody. It's Scott and Kim from the Skim Show in the Car. Hi, Kim.
Some people don't like that we record it in the car.
Some people. Only that one guy. I never heard from anybody but one person.
Well, okay.
The point is, we record when we can record from wherever we are at. That's life. That's
wherever
life in the pandemic. Wherever we are at. Is that bad English?
Yes. But
what should it
okay.
be? Wherever we are?
Wherever we are.
Kim and I are in the car. It is Easter Sunday. We have some essentials we have to get today, and so we had to do a quick shopping run, and turns out all of the stores
that we usually go to
are closed, and one of them that is open is a little madhousey.
Well, the reason we didn't go yesterday, which I usually would have, because it's a Saturday and the day before Easter and in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, all those things.
I knew those
things,
those places would be crazy yesterday.
So we were going to be strategic today, and we're thinking, oh, well, they'll be open, but they're not.
They're not.
So
we're going back home now.
We're
going
to go home. But we've owed you guys a show for a while. We apologize. It's weird. Kim and I are stuck together during this pandemic, but it's been hard to find time to record. Weirdly, it's weird. Like, I haven't had time to listen to the shows I like to listen to. I haven't had time to play the video games I need to for shows and stuff. I'm behind on art projects. Why?
I don't know.
And why are we behind on the show? I don't know. It's really weird. It's a weird, like...
The only thing that I do that helps me with my stress is cooking. And so I've cooked a lot.
Well, we started watching Dexter again.
Yeah, we did start watching Dexter.
Which is kind of seems weird, right? But it's very escapey. It's like escapism-y stuff. It's all right. But anyway, so we've been busy just trying to deal with it the way everybody else is. I think last episode, or maybe I said this on another show. I think it was here, but I said how we hadn't heard really from too many people that had direct contact or experience with the virus itself, with people in their families or anything.
Right, right.
Since then, we've had a few in the tadpole who have been affected one way or the other with this awful story of someone who had their brother and their mother both passed away. They live on an Indian reservation where I guess it's you don't hear about this, but I guess it's really bad on the reservations.
Really? And
poor areas just get hit hard, man. It's just like, yeah. it's a wake up call to like inequality.
Yeah.
Like when you,
at least the equality of clean water, soap, things like that.
I mean, yeah, well, that and
they're saying that
financial stuff
time.
And how to get money and all right. the other, there's a lot of the underlying health issues has to do with people having to subsist on not the best food for decades, and then suddenly they're faced with a pandemic, and what are they going to do?
Right.
Anyway, there's a lot to unpack with that, but we're not going to do that today. Instead, we're going to go get celery. for a thing Kim made that is amazing. So we have to talk about this. This is here's the positive. Here's one of the silver linings. Kim made this or figured out how to make this bean thing that was unbelievable. It was so good.
It's just beans. It's the thing is we started using some of our food storage, which usually consists of things that last a long time. Beans, wheat, rice. There's a lot of things that have a really long shelf life. So I wanted to start using a lot of them because now's the time. When you can't make it to the store very often, you don't want to do a lot of takeout.
Yeah. Or if you don't want to. You want to try to make that stuff last longer.
It's just beans. There's nothing.
What kind of beans?
I use baby lima beans for the last one.
That's funny because they're huge. I wouldn't call them babies.
Well, you haven't seen real lima beans then.
Oh. A real lima bean the size of human kidneys? Because
no, but they are bigger.
Well, they're bigger because you soak them, right? For 2 days.
So you soak them for at least 24 hours.
In water?
In water. And then you rinse them.
Only water?
Just water. No salt. If you use salt, they will not get softened. It does something to the skin of the bean, and it makes it so it's kind of that really tough skin.
You want a flaccid seed, a bean.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. That's one way to put it.
So they're nice and soft, and then there's what, chicken stock in there?
I start out with onions and celery, which is what we're out of.
Yeah.
I do use my basil I grew last year, and I cook that up, and I get it, and some garlic, and I cook that up.
Oh, I didn't realize we were using our own basil.
Yeah.
But the garlic's not ours, though.
No. We didn't grow that.
Yeah.
But, I just cook it up. Throw the beans in, put in some stock.
You put chicken in ours. You made a batch for Carter that was just beans.
I made a whole batch of just vegetarian, and then I just threw some chicken on top afterwards for us.
Did we ever talk about Carter's vegetarianism? Maybe.
I don't know.
It's worked out fine. She's been a vegetarian since she was 11.
Pescatarian.
She'll eat the fish.
She'll eat fish.
Yeah.
She does not like meat, and it isn't anything other than the fact that she does not like meat. She doesn't like the flavor. She doesn't like the texture.
Yeah.
It's just Carter.
But she likes that. She likes that fish meat.
She likes salmon. She likes shrimp. She likes all the shellfish.
All right, we're going to practice some social distancing and pause the show. We'll be back in a sec. Hold on, we're looking at a picture of Kim's brother. Oh, my gosh.
He colored his hair red.
Does he still have no teeth?
Correct.
It makes him look...
He's 35.
I know, but he looks 80.
So he does not.
He looks like the Tiger King.
I have twin brothers who live in a home down in Cedar City, a group home.
Yeah. They're adopted. They were fetal alcohol victims. So they
had
issues their whole lives on medication, constant seizures, that kind of stuff.
But their staff likes, every once in a while, they'll let them spend their money on getting hair color. And so they color David's hair red.
Yeah.
And yes, he does not have teeth.
He has no teeth, so he looks like the Tiger King.
He didn't want to take care of them, and so he...
He looks like one of the people from the Tiger King.
He does.
Which is fine. They're sweet boys. They weren't supposed to. And everyone said, although they may not make it past 20, but here we are.
They'll be turning 35 next week, actually.
One of them's sick. Did they find out what it was? They tested.
They got him tested, but I don't think he was. I don't think he had it. It was just a cold.
Some other cold.
Yeah, okay. Some other virus.
They're super immune compromised. So you worry, but
yeah. And they have staff that comes in and out of their home. Sorry, I'm putting my rubber gloves on.
If they got it from their staff.
In the store.
Yeah, rubber gloves. If they got it from their staff, would you call that a staff infection? That's pretty funny. That's a funny joke in these hard times.
Yes.
All right, Kim's gloving up and going in. We'll see you guys on the other side, okay? Okay, 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 okay. All right, well, Kim's actually running in there. She doesn't want me to go with her. She says that it's better to limit... she's so nice. She's moving someone else's cart because they didn't put it away, and it's in this lady's way. My wife, dude. She doesn't know I'm recording this right now, so don't tell her. Anyway, I wanted to pop in here and just say, what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. I had a whole point in coming in here and saying a thing. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So while she goes into the store, I'm doing this. Hold on. Let's just start this right up here. And you guys can hear it. Oh, you hear that? Oh, hello. There you go. So, getting a little bit of Animal Crossing time in here on Bunny Day, which thankfully the world's second largest pandemic will finally end today, where I don't have to catch any more freaking eggs out of the ocean. That'd be great. Anyway, we'll talk to you soon when King gets back. Stay tuned. Oh my gosh, the car just suddenly started shaking, and I thought somebody was outside doing something terrible, and it turns out it's just Kim. She's back with a vengeance. It sounds like she got more than just celery, which is not really a problem, but I don't know what it could be. What more did you get?
I walked over to the rice section.
Yeah.
And they had some.
They had rice. So now you don't have to worry about rice.
Right.
Very nice.
Been talking this whole time?
No. I just started it up again when I heard you coming. Well, I did a little interstitial in the middle about how awesome you were to move that cart out of the way and use it instead of giving some
I think
guy.
You're probably laughing at me because I'm trying to, like, haul this cart out of the rocks.
Oh, it was nice. It was nice. Because you were clearly, you know, why make them use a new one? Why make an employee come out here and dig that out?
In what is sort of a snow.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like we're getting like a light hail snow. It's yeah. Weird today. Yesterday was like 72 degrees. It was beautiful.
Well, it was 65 anyway.
72?
It hasn't hit that warm yet.
I looked at my phone while we were at the dog park. It was 60. It was 72. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't that warm.
That's what
yesterday.
My phone said. Can I not believe that? Then what is real in this
world?
Oh,
what is real anyway?
Anyway, did you get more than that then? Because it sounded like you've got a whole bunch of stuff.
I did get a case of water bottles, which we forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier.
Glad they're still in stock.
Yeah.
I noticed paper towels were gone.
Yeah. Paper towels and toilet paper it disappears every time they get some. Someone grabs it all up.
Look.
Although I will say, here especially, I know quite a few people with at least 5 or 6 kids.
Yeah.
They're home all day, every day with their kids because of school being out. I would imagine they need it all. They're trying to do art projects at home and need lots of paper towels.
Well, they don't need as much as they hoarded in the beginning.
Well, no, I think that was a problem at the beginning.
But
that's not what's happening.
And they're the ones
now.
I feel bad for because when things got hoarded, they couldn't get any.
Right.
So now they're all making a rush on it because they never got any, and now we're out
yes.
again.
Yes, I did talk to one of my friends who works in the ER, and she was like, "I had to go on their 1 hour. They did an hour earlier for older people."
Yeah.
And she's not older, but they let her in anyway. I think probably because she was wearing
her
scrubs.
She was in her scrubs and stuff, yeah.
They let her go in and get toilet paper finally. She was like, "I am almost out, and I can't seem to find it anywhere." And she works during the day. She had just gotten off a 12-hour shift in the ER.
Yeah.
And so I just felt
How's
bad
she doing?
For her. She's doing okay, I think. I've talked to her a couple times. She did get toilet paper, though, so I didn't have to stop by and bring her any. But she's really cute, and I feel bad for her that people did hoard so much. And she didn't have time to get to places like Costco, which only have certain, you know, they have more limited hours, and she was working, so.
Plus, if you're at a doctor's, I mean, if you're at a hospital, presumably there's plenty of paper products there, but it's not like you got that stuff at home.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so.
So it's been interesting.
Well, we are, you know, we're certainly not we're not New York.
No.
We're not,
so
you know.
So sad.
Utah's had a pretty decent okay time with this.
A lot of people wearing masks and gloves. They're doing a lot of social distancing, and they're doing it pretty well.
Yeah, people adhere to it pretty well. Salt Lake was highly rated on some list of data they had about who was actually paying attention to the rules and trying to do their best, and
well,
we did really well. But
once again, I know a lot of people with a lot of children, and they're, you know, scared for them. It's not, they're not being selfish about their space.
Just
and
being
so that's
protective.
Nice.
Yeah.
Being protective more than that.
Now, people south of the mountain, I can't really speak for.
I don't know.
Because there are a few.
There have been a few postings of people who are being completely ridiculous and literally posting things with the hashtag fake virus on it.
Fake
and
virus.
I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Just because it hasn't affected you yet?
You don't you wish you could teleport them into a New York ER for 5 minutes
yes.
just so they could see it? You
yes.
know what I mean? Like,
yes,
just
I do.
Shake it into them.
Are you like, are you not?
That's like Holocaust deniers or moon landing
yeah.
deniers. Any of those people? I want to take them. I want some kind of technology that lets me put them there so they can shut up about it.
So you can go, no, there's nothing fake about this at all. And yes, you've been lucky enough to be in a place that hasn't been affected tremendously, like New York, like LA, like even New Orleans got hit pretty hard.
There's a lot of emotional intelligence in realizing that you're not the center of the universe and that other people have things differently than you do. I wish more people could grasp that.
Yes.
It's not that hard.
Like, no, just, and it's not that hard to, even if you feel that way, not be a dick about it.
That's good advice. That's fine advice.
Even if it doesn't affect you and it is affecting other people, whether or not you believe that it is, it shouldn't affect how you treat other people.
It's kindness is free. Just be nice. Knock it off. Don't be turds.
Yeah.
Lots of turds. Sorry. Lots of good people, too. You just don't hear about them. What?
Did I go too far calling people that?
What, saying don't be dicks? No, yes. I think it's good advice. I think you're
not very ladylike of me, was it?
Ladylike? Is your mom watching us or something? What's going on? It's like the eye of Francis looks upon us. It's all right if we say her name.
Nice.
I'm going to start calling her Frankie when I see her.
Okay, that's great. I think that's a good idea. That's what they called her in college.
They called her Frankie?
That was her nickname in college, yeah.
Frankie, like Grace and Frankie?
Yeah.
Or is it Frankie and Grace?
It's Frankie and Grace.
No.
Isn't it?
Grace and Frankie.
I don't know. I like the show.
Me and Ibbet had this problem. We couldn't...
I can't remember.
We couldn't remember for the life of us which order it was in. And I think it's because Will and Grace, we remember.
Oh.
And now we always want to put Grace at the end.
Maybe.
But really, it's Grace and Frankie.
We watched some of that the other day, too.
That's a funny show. It's all right. I want to see that Schitt's Creek finale.
Oh, the season finale. Yeah. Or not season finale.
Series finale.
Series finale. Wow.
A little bit of a bummer that it's ending, though. Kind of sad about that.
Yeah. One of my very favorite shows.
That guy's
really funny.
Just working his day. Anyway, we hope you guys have as good an Easter as you can have during this, and however you celebrate it. If you're super spiritual about it, great. If you're just an egg hunter, that's awesome. If you like the bunny and the chocolate and the whatnot.
Just have a great day.
Yeah, I hope you do, because you deserve to have a good time. And Kim and I are going to keep on keeping on. We promise to keep these up more. This is a short one. Hey, those ducks are back here again.
Ooh, there's a cat hunting the ducks.
Wait, how's this going to go? I want to see what happens.
There's a
All right.
ominous black
so
cat.
So there's two ducks in our back alleyway thing. And there's a cat. And then there's us. Oh, I want to see what happens here. Is he hunting them? He looks like he's avoiding them. Yeah, that cat doesn't want anything to do with those ducks.
Oh, wow.
Well, what kind of cat is that? That's not a cat. That's
chain
a wimp.
Chain of life is not at work here.
That's a flesh and blood wimp hair creature. All right. Be good, everybody. Take care of each other. We'll see you next time right here on Skim. Anything else to say?
Nope. See ya.
That's it. That's all.
That's everything.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.